my God, who the hell cares?
What's going on, everybody? New entrance today. I don't know how that happened, but shit. Knocked out the voice track for some reason. I got to figure that out. So I am a minister of Sinister, and welcome to Fatal 4-Way Radio. And with me today, we have headliner Joe Bates on the phone with us, and we are going to discuss this week in WWE, and of course, we're going to offer up our predictions. Joe, how the hell are you doing, my friend?
Oh, you know, every day is a new day, and every day is a better day than the last. I'd say I'm doing great.
Nice, nice. Good to hear from you as always, man. And let's see here. Well, shit, man, everything is out of whack here in the studio, so let's just get right to it, man.
Okay.
Did you watch, what did you think about SmackDown this week, man?
Oh, man, you know, a little bit underwhelming for the show going into WrestleMania. There's a couple of spots that I really liked, and then a couple spots where I was just like, that just wasn't that fun. You know,
yeah,
like,
go ahead.
There was a what? Yeah,
yeah,
I really, I don't care about Shane McMahon at all.
Yeah, it's an,
I'm
you
just
know,
over
I
Shane
don't care
McMahon.
For him either. Those little rabbit punches he throws, how about those? You like those? No?
Yeah. Well, not really. The fact that he seems like he's chewing on something every time he's on the air. It's like, what are you chewing? Why are you always chewing? Stop chewing.
Huh.
Eating gum?
Headliner Joe Bates does not like Shane McMahon, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I think he's got a little gum thing going on. He has too much gum in his mouth all the time, and he's just constantly chewing. You're right. I hadn't really put much thought into it until you just now brought it up. But, yeah, so Shane McMahon came out, and, of course, you know, he gave props to Daniel Bryan, and they had their little discussion. That's how we started out SmackDown. Of course, Daniel Bryan came out with the yes chants and everything, and they had a little bit of a discussion about, you know, the time that they've been here and how Daniel Bryan admits that he made a mistake or what have you, and Shane admitted that he can also be hot-headed and stubborn, of course. And so there was a big apology and the hug out, and the fans started booing at that point. But so, I don't know, man. This match or this segment, you know, I could take it or leave it. Shane McMahon is coming back. We already know that. So that's how we opened it up, man. You know, any other thoughts on that?
You know, again, I'm excited to see Daniel Bryan wrestle. The only thing I can see, I think this is strengthening my thought that either Shane McMahon or Daniel Bryan is going to backstab the other at WrestleMania.
Of course, I think that's the only way. We will get into that in predictions. Yeah, we will get into that in predictions. So then we had Charlotte Flair and Natalya, which was inconsequential. Does not even deserve talking about. Let's see. And then, of course, we had some promos from Styles. And it just went on. We had a match that was interesting with Rusev versus Jinder Mahal. And
yep.
This was interesting because they had, I want to say they had AJ Styles on commentary. Or how did that go? Let's see.
Bobby Roode was on commentary.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Roode was on commentary. That's right. Bobby Roode was on commentary. And his commentary was pretty good, man. And I like the way they did all of this, you know, the whole thing, of, especially at the end, with Orton staring down Bobby Roode, and because they've got their little feud going. And so I don't know if we still have Jinder Mahal pinned Rusev, you know, and that's what we had. Anything you got out of this match without revealing your picks later on that we're going to have?
Well, this is not really revealing my picks, but I think it's interesting news that I read today about Rusev. There's rumor is that Rusev has asked for his release. I think that's why they added him to the match at WrestleMania. because they didn't have anything for him, and he was very upset about it.
And that's what
so I'm glad he won.
Said, yeah.
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 So I'm glad.
Exactly
I'm glad he won this
said.
Match, but I'll be
yeah.
interested to see
how
what about, happens at WrestleMania because of it. I don't know. I know a lot of people like Jinder Mahal. I don't find Jinder Mahal to be an entertaining wrestler to watch in ring. And I find sometimes when he's on the mic, he's not really responding to how the crowd's responding, or if the crowd does something he's not ready for, it really messes him up. So I'm just not a fan of Jinder Mahal.
I am
a fan of Rusev,
Mahal.
Though.
I like Jinder Mahal, and I think he works. He's a decent worker. But I think Rusev, I mean, man, the Rusev Day chants were strong.
They love it, man. They're real into it.
The Rusev Day chants were strong. And let's go to the phone right now. Let's see. With me I have, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Chuck, it's me. Yes, who?
I'll be down. Is this Zane Livingood?
Is this Dave? No. It's the other guy.
Alberto Salacious Salazar, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
How's it going, dude?
Oh, God, we're on the road right now.
Where are you guys at right now, man?
We're actually, it's still in B County, okay? We still have to go pick up some drum equipment before tonight's show at Rudyard's Pub in the port.
I'll be damned.
Rudyard's
these guys
is great,
haven't
man.
Even left town yet.
Hell no.
They're 3 hours away. They'll likely be here in 2.5.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything, but Salazar, you came in out of nowhere. You haven't been on the podcast for 3 weeks. You show up. The first thing you do is promote your show. This is a big heel move.
Yeah, you're exactly right. God damn it.
Big heel move.
Hey, man, I've been dead, all right? I've been dead for the past 3 weeks. So, I'm sorry. This is my first appearance on season two. And, yes, we do have a show by the Rizzi Club starts at 9 p.m. in Houston. Of course.
I hope the people listening are doing
well.
A what chance?
Yeah, and I'll
be
right there as well, signing autographs. I'll have booths up to the side. But I digress. We were talking about Rusev.
Yeah.
Hey, he's over as fuck, man. So what were your thoughts on that segment or that match and whatnot without revealing your predictions, of course?
Without revealing the prediction, I think it's kind of one of those WrestleMania matches where they kind of throw everybody together, like in the U.S. title picture, when in reality, I mean, stuff like that should be one-on-one, you know what I mean? It should be, you know, either Rude versus Orton or Rusev versus Mahal or just something like that. But it's one of those WrestleMania-type things. They've been doing that for the past 20 years. So they just kind of throw everybody together in a fatal four-way or, you know, I said it, or you know, something like that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, where they don't want to put off, you know, the stars, but they kind of just like throw them all together. But yeah, I think Rusev's over as hell. I'm not going to say my pick. Never mind. But yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I want to say my picks when I say this stuff, you know.
What's that?
We're gonna blaze right through this because the next match, of course, was also inconsequential. So there's nothing really to say about it. Let's see. It was Baron Corbin. It was a 4-on-4 match with the winners, Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Mojo, and Primo. Just a bunch of filler stuff. So let's go. Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable versus AJ and Shinsuke Nakamura. So we had a match here with these guys where I'm not even going to get into the match. It was a good match, you know, some good moves that they had and whatnot. But at the end, you know, because in the promos earlier, they had discussed about you know, Shinsuke had said that that AJ was he was like weak minded or so, something to that effect that he was I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said some shit, right? And so this time AJ got into his head by petting him on top of the head, and so this was at the end there where that happened. So let's go to Joe Bates, what were your thoughts on that whole segment there and the match and whatever you want to talk about without revealing your picks, of course?
I think the last few weeks have shown Shinsuke wrestling with an actual passion, whereas before it seemed like he was just going through the moves. So I really enjoyed that because it seems like Shinsuke is actually like putting effort into the matches. And then I think there's not a lot of build up for this match because they wanted to wait till Fastlane was done, so they're kind of rushing everything together. But I really do enjoy the AJ Styles patting him on the head, doing the move, faking him out, and then Shinsuke seemingly getting very upset at it, which was, it's nice to see some dynamic to Shinsuke Nakamura, since he's joined WWE, he's been kind of dull.
Yeah.
But he's a great wrestler.
Salazar, what were your thoughts on this segment with Shinsuke and the whole, the whole exchange between Shinsuke and AJ Styles especially?
Oh, yeah. I'm with Joe on that one. I think that Shinsuke has been a little bit watered down in the WWE style, even though he's kind of, already been used to that for the last couple of years. But I think that, we are seeing a different Nakamura, and I think that he's finally getting the match that he's been wanting in America, which would be AJ Styles. So I think he's putting a little bit more effort into it. And I think that that maybe, they're giving him AJ and Nakamura a little bit more leeway, I guess, in their match, I guess. You know what I mean? It's WrestleMania, so of course, they're gonna want them to pull out all the stops and kind of bring in that New Japan audience base and get that, I guess, Japanese style match that's pretty much what it's gonna be at WrestleMania. So I think that's pretty much where I'm at on that one.
Wow. Interesting thoughts there. I have no idea what's going on with New Japan. I get the program, but I've never watched it or anything like that, so I can't really comment as to that. But I thought it was a good segment. The whole, back and forth exchange as the show went off the air with AJ standing tall on the ramp and whatnot and Shinsuke looking all pissed off at the end. I thought it really... it really set the tone for what's going to happen at WrestleMania. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that, I'll tell you what, right after these words. We'll be right back on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Girl, you know it's true.
Everywhere are signing up to join WrestleCore and WrestleCore.com. Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join the WrestleCore. Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join the WrestleCore, WrestleCore.com. From bell to bell, WrestleCore will be there. Are you ready?
You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no, what do you want to call it? You want to call it drinking soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay. Well, you did Riffin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone...
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
Oh, you can, if you wish me.
Oh, all right, guys. We're back live.
Okay.
We've been back for a while, man. But I was busy yapping. I was talking, right? Like I was in the air, but I was on mute.
Gotcha. I was wondering what was going on,
man. Anyway, shit, I just kind of shit. Wasted a good minute. So we were going to have a moment, and I guess we had that moment. Nobody said anything, and it was my fault. Somebody's got to carry the cross, man. Somebody's got to carry cross. It might as well be me. It might as well be me. So with me today, ladies and gentlemen, of course, I've got Salacious Salazar, Rancho punk rocker Alberto Salacious Salazar, and headliner Joe Bates. So welcome to the show again, guys.
We'll call that minute of silence a moment of silence for Luscious Johnny Valiant.
Yeah. You know what? That's, man, what a way to go, huh?
Yeah.
Man, got hit by a truck.
Which is, I gotta say, the best finisher I've ever seen. No one taps out of getting hit by a truck.
Oh, man. That's the worst. So right now, guys, we've got the biggest storyline going on right now is this whole John Cena Undertaker thing. It's barely in its infancy. It's barely in its infancy, and I'm just going to say this right now. We'll get this going as our part of our first prediction. How about that, guys? We'll start out with Cena and Undertaker as part of our first prediction. So I think I've got some first prediction music.
The World Wrestling Federation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
All right. Do that. Just like that. We've got it going on. It's going to be John Cena. I'm calling it now, guys. This has to happen next year, man. This has to happen next year. They're going to do some shit like they're going to come out, they're going to tease it, and then they've got a whole year because they're both two part-timers. Undertaker just freaking had a hip replacement, for crying out loud. And so they're gonna do this. They're gonna do a slow burn on it, and next year it'll be the final thing. And big hurrah for the Undertaker, and one final hurrah, you know, one final story, and that's gonna be it for it. That's my call. It'll happen at Mania too. I think there'll be a part where John Cena will be out there playing around with the crowd, and maybe Undertaker comes out with this Harley. Joe Bates, what are your thoughts on that?
So you don't think you don't think there's going to be an Undertaker-Cena match at all at WrestleMania, this WrestleMania?
I don't think so, man. I don't think it's going to go down like that.
Oh, I think it's definitely happening. You're going to sit there. Cena's going to get in the ring, and you're going to hear a motorcycle, and Badass Taker. American Badass Taker's coming down there in his motorcycle, his denim vest. And I predict that Undertaker and Cena will fight. Oh, I guess I can't. I think that's what's going to happen. I think they've been setting it up.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're setting it up the way they are. I don't like it. But I think the dead man is dead, but Badass Taker is still alive.
Interesting.
That's why they have Kid Rock's going to be there. Kid Rock is going to play him down. It's going to be a whole thing.
Man, I hope so. See, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping Kid Rock plays, you know, brings him in and all that shit. But, man, I don't know. Why didn't he show up?
I don't know why he didn't show up, but I think I would assume if the reason he didn't show up is because he's not going to come down as the Undertaker. So they wanted to keep him a surprise.
So, Lazar, your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts? My thoughts is that Mr. Mark Calaway himself has a little bit of heat for me. And I tell you what, you can tell that throughout years that WWE has been teasing the fact that the Takers are going to retire. Not teasing. They pretty much set it in stone. And he's pulling a Ric Flair and coming back and doing these weird little matches. And I'm not saying that anything between, you know, Cena versus Undertaker is going to be a weird little match, but it's kind of a weird thing when he should have retired last year when Roman Reigns beat him and he put his hat and his little jacket in the middle of the ring. And then, you know, that was going to be it. That was the ceremonious end, and it brought tears to the fans of the Undertaker. And guess what? He's coming back again. Same thing with when Lesnar beat him and he ended up coming back the next year to face Bray Wyatt. I mean, what are they going to do? When is this Undertaker finally going to end? And you know what? If it happens to be the American Badass coming back this Sunday, which is what everybody thinks, then I'm just going to be really upset with that because this motherfucker is playing with our emotions, man. And I hate it. I hate it, American Badass Undertaker. I hate Limp Bizkit. I hate Kid Rock. Garbage. And he comes back this Sunday as this redneck hero that he's supposed to be, this watered down Stone Cold Steve Austin. Pretty upset, but of course I'm a huge Undertaker mark. But Jesus Christ, man, this is like the equivalent of Ric Flair coming out in that Colonel Sanders garb. You know what I mean? Like,
this is the equivalent
to Colonel Sanders Ric Flair.
It's gonna be Badass Taker versus Early Sting.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love Early Sting is my favorite, of course.
I don't know, man. I just think that they're going to do a slow burn and milk the shit out of him some more because of exactly what you said, Albert. You know, he already had that shit where he lost. Or Brock Lesnar beat his ass. He came back. He did that shit with Bray Wyatt. Then he lost to Reigns, left his glove and all that shit out there. And now he's back for more, man. And so I'm just thinking that they're going to milk another year out of him. You know, he'll show up again at SummerSlam or somewhere down the line, you know, and they'll have an exchange and shit. And that's exactly what I'm thinking, but I haven't read anything. I haven't been keeping up with the fucking smart sheets and shit, the dirt sheets, as they call them.
Undertaker's being a victim
or not. What's that?
Oh, dare I say that the Undertaker's a victim of bad booking at this stage in his career? But I think so.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think they've decided that just the name Undertaker doesn't need any storyline. It just needs the name Undertaker.
Talk about tarnishing the Undertaker name. And just, oh, man, terrible, terrible. Yeah. But we'll see how that develops. So go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, like, the same thing with Flair. You know, yet Flair retired to Michaels. And then, 2 years later, he's on the Hogan tour. He's on TNA, you know, falling through tax and stuff. And it's just, it tarnished the name. You know what I mean? It should have been done. It was the climactic end, and that's it. You know what I mean? And they're like, up there milking it.
Minister, I'd like to update you on my Undertaker challenge. I know I've been challenging him on this podcast, and he hasn't answered yet. earlier, this happened Tuesday. I was walking to work on Tuesday, and it was a thunderstorm, and I was taking a step, and all of a sudden a flash of white came around me, and I felt my foot electrocuted. I'm pretty sure I got hit by lightning, so I am pretty sure the Undertaker's accepted my challenge by hitting me with lightning.
Oh, or is it more?
That match is definitely happening.
Remember Mordecai?
Wow. Okay, so it happens. So who wins?
I don't know. I think if this happens, I think the Undertaker wins a set of one more match next year, where the Undertaker gets officially retired, as in they definitely state this is his last match.
Yeah,
so.
Until Robot Taker comes back at WrestleMania 40.
Robot Taker. Robot Taker's undefeated at WrestleManias.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess, so if there is a match, then I guess I will say that I will go with, if there is indeed a match, I will go with John Cena winning the match and riding off on Undertaker's bike off into the sunset. Fuck it. He steals his fucking bike, man, and rides out. Cena. In a total heel fucking move, man. Steals his bike and rides off into the sunset.
Yes.
Albert, if they have the match, Albert, what's your call on it?
If they have the match, I think I might see American Badass Taker going over Cena. I don't know why. That's how I see it going. I don't know if they're going to have
next year.
Yeah, maybe set it up for next year. Even next year, American Badass Taker going over Cena. Or maybe Cena goes over Taker, dyes his hair red, and becomes the new C-Nation American Badass. I don't know.
he steals a gimmick.
Yeah. Can we have a gimmick? A gimmick versus gimmick match. If Taker wins,
next year, Cena comes out with a chain necklace, and he just.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, shit. We've got Taker and Cena out of the way. We've got a couple of kickoff matches. Number one, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Who's going to win this, Joe Bates?
Whoever wins it, it's not going to be great because whoever's won in the past, nothing's happened for him. So I'm going to pick the guy I hate the most, Ziggler. I mean, Ziggler wins this and he gets nothing for it. And then maybe, hopefully next year, Ziggler is gone.
Salazar, your call on the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I want to say it's the fifth annual.
What's that? Oh, sorry, you're cutting out there. I'm in the middle of nowhere now.
Hey. Yeah, man, I know exactly where you're at. You're in that area, the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So you're asking my predictions for Andre the Giant?
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Who wins that?
Well, while we're waiting for an answer, I'll tell you, Andre the Giant has never sold any, never used anybody for prostitution. So that's one thing Andre the Giant has over Fabulous Moolah.
You're absolutely right. Andre the Giant, he drank a shitload of beer.
He did.
And he was a bit of a womanizer, but he never, and there's nothing wrong, but he never did pimp out women that we know of.
No, exactly.
I've got Matt Hardy on that one. I think Matt Hardy's going to win that one. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I think Matt Hardy's
going
to win that one. He can, man. So, elevate him a little bit and see. But, you know, but then again, nobody does anything with this shit. Look at last year, Baron Corbin. You know,
yeah.
You know, the year before that, who's done anything? I mean,
Mojo Rawley's won it.
This on Fallout. Who?
I think
Mojo
Rawley has won it.
Yeah. I mean, where's he at? You know, so I think the best thing for them to do right now at this point would give it to somebody who is already over, and he could just add it to his, you know, to his shit, you know, to his. To his accolades,
no, I got
it. So to speak, you know. So that's what I'm thinking on that.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not gonna. I agree with you. I agree with you on the thought process.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, Salazar is in a place right now, and I've driven this many times. So he's in a spot right now where it's dead. There's no signal for him. So we'll move on.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll move on. Let's see here. Next, we've got the, how about, I put it down, the women's, WrestleMania women's battle royal. Joe,
yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, they built up to use this as a way to show the Bayley-Sasha Banks rivalry, the new budding rivalry, without giving them an actual match. So my feeling is because of that, they're going to give it to one of them to win, and I guess that Bayley is going to win that.
Oh,
I think there's a lot of people thinking Sasha Banks is going to win it, but I feel like if Bayley wins it, that's only going to further the divide and make Sasha Banks want to go more heel to try and destroy Bayley for taking another thing away from her.
Yeah. I'm not sure, you know, at this point, I don't even remember if we discussed this match on Monday night or not, and or who I picked.
So you're looking forward to it is what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always looking forward to a good Divas match. That goes without saying. But especially when there's multiple Divas in it, you know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know what? But I, too, am going to go with Bayley. But this time I'm going to write it down. Because my first pick was, who did I pick earlier? I picked, let's see here. Oh, yeah, I picked Matt Hardy.
On the men.
Keep up with it. Bayley on the women's. Yeah, I'm going to go with Bayley as well. I think that does make sense. And I think... you know, they're going to give her this little boost of being the first one. And, but hopefully she turns heel. I'm looking forward to a heel turn on her part. Moving on, let's see here. We've got another kickoff, and this will be the Cruiserweight Championship match. And this is between Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali. Now, on Monday Night Fallout, I said that I really didn't give a shit, and I don't even think I made a pick. But I looked into these guys a little bit, and I think that, man, I don't. It's tough to say, man. I think I'm gonna go with Cedric.
Yeah, Cedric is my pick too. I think Cedric's the better face to have with the title. I don't find Mustafa Ali to be that entertaining. That match, they're going to do some crazy shit. They're going to do some really crazy stuff on that match. Because they're high flyers going, you know, trying to impress everybody at WrestleMania. But I think Cedric Alexander is the better story. I think he's the better guy to have the title. And, but again, I don't know. I never watched 205 Live, so I don't know where they're going to go with it. And I don't know how long 205 Live is really going to last.
Right. Okay, well, there you have it. Cedric Alexander, I think, is also is. I'm in with Cedric, and 205 Live, man. I mean, they've got nothing over there. It's pretty sad. It didn't work out the way they planned.
I saw SmackDown was here in Indianapolis, and I saw it live, and they did SmackDown, and then they had 205 Live afterwards. And the other reason I like Cedric so much is there's this one, he's facing Roderick Strong, and there's one guy in the audience yelling, "Let's go, Roderick," by himself. No one else is chanting. And no one else is jumping in his chant. At some point, these kids are starting to chant back, "Let's go, Cedric," while this guy started going, "Let's go, Roderick." And he did this the entire match, by himself, nobody with him. And then Roderick Strong lost to Cedric Alexander, and that guy immediately, he must have been 29, he immediately put his face in his hands and started crying. And I love Cedric for that. Cedric made a grown man cry.
And there you have it. Joe loves Cedric because Cedric made a grown man cry. Yeah, yeah. I think Cedric will pull it off. Moving on to the rest of the card. Let's see here. The next match on my list is Daniel Bryan and Shane O'Mac versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Your thoughts on this, Joe Bates?
Well, I mentioned it earlier. I would love it if Daniel Bryan turned and hit Shane and then went with and then joined KO and Sami Zayn. But I think Daniel Bryan is too good a babyface to do that. So I think Shane McMahon is going to beat up Daniel Bryan, and that's going to lead to KO and Sami Zayn winning it, which is going to lead to Daniel Bryan getting fired and then getting a new GM on SmackDown. And Daniel Bryan just becoming a full-time wrestler.
So will there be any type of heel turn or anything like that, as there's been speculation?
I'm not 100% sure. Because Shane McMahon should be a heel. He just should be a heel. But I don't think he wants to be one or what it is. But so I think in some sort of way, Shane McMahon is going to beat up Daniel Bryan, but not fully turn heel. It's more of him getting revenge on Daniel Bryan for putting him through stuff. And KO and Sami Zayn are going to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. I would be very surprised if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lost this match.
You know, I think I had them losing this match on when I picked on Fallout.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said. But now that I saw SmackDown, after watching SmackDown, see, I'm thinking that there is going to be a bit of a heel turn or a heel turn. Daniel Bryan's going to turn heel, and I think he's going to form a stable with his buddies, you know, from the bingo halls.
Well, you think Daniel Bryan's turning heel here, okay?
I think he's going to turn heel. They're going to win. Shane O'Mac is off in retirement to heal up from the diverticulitis or whatever the hell it's reported that he's got. That's what I think. So we'll see. But I'm going to go ahead
and
jump
love that.
That now.
I'd love that if that happened, but I'd be very surprised if it did.
Man, am I just like going with my heart too much here, like what I want to see?
Yeah.
Shit. See, sometimes I get wrapped up into that, man. I'm like, oh, man, this is what I want to see. And then I go with my pick on that, and it's like, man, I got to think outside the box on this shit.
Man, you got to follow your heart. That's the only organ in our body that we have. I don't know. I don't know much about art.
Well, so let's see. I'm going to jot that down, and we'll move on to the next one. It was the Raw Tag Team Championship match. The Bar versus Braun Strowman, and to be determined.
Yeah.
So that's what we have here, Joe Bates. I mean, we saw Braun Strowman's partner, you know, this week, or the guy that came out. It was
Brain Strowman.
Brain Strowman.
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen there? Who's going to win this match?
This is, you know, last week I said it was going to be Elias as his tag team partner, but the more, you know, something happened recently that I saw. And I've changed my view on who Braun Strowman's mystery partner is going to be. I think Braun Strowman's mystery partner is going to be none only than Conor McGregor.
Shit.
Conor McGregor recently, because they stripped him of his title, threw a chair through a van window on the UFC, and I guess there's a warrant for him for his arrest. And all of that sounds exactly like a WWE storyline. It sounds like too made up. It sounds like that's ridiculous. There's no way you let somebody get to that point where they threw a chair through a window to hurt somebody. And now there's a Dana White came out and said there's a warrant for his arrest. No way. Conor McGregor, he's making a WWE move. He's going to show up as Braun Strowman's partner.
Damn. You know, and that's interesting because we don't have a celebrity booked that I know of. Do
nope.
we have a celebrity booked?
And Ronda Rousey would be the celebrity that's booked.
But no, she's a WWE figure now, so, or a superstar. So, yeah, because typically they have a celebrity, you know, that does a segment with, like, Big Show or somebody, you know. So, yeah, man, that makes great sense. And also, I seem to have seen something possibly as early as just, as early as today somewhere about Conor McGregor. Maybe there's a video or something of him lifting a car or some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That it happened today, or it happened late last night, where he came in and threw a chair. They had to weigh in for the people that are fighting for his belt, and Dana White said it was, you know, Conor McGregor doesn't have the belt anymore. It's not an interim belt. This is the actual belt. And Conor McGregor showed up with some of his buddies, and they threw a fit and like caused a ruckus. And he threw a chair through a van window. And the whole time I'm like, this is not real. This is fake. I can't believe UFC is doing this. This is the WWE.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay, so Conor McGregor and who the hell is it? Braun Strowman, okay, against the Bar. So who wins?
Oh, Braun Strowman. Yeah, whoever Braun Strowman is doing this with is definitely winning. I mean, he's Braun Strowman.
So Conor McGregor's going to become a tag team champion? That's interesting.
I guess. They'll probably lose it on the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, Dana White's in this. He's in this somehow. Dana White is playing a role in this somehow. I mean, come on. The whole warrant for the arrest and shit. Yeah, this is WWE shit. This reeks of WWE, man.
That's
I wonder what,
I'm
what the UFC fans are thinking about this shit.
Yeah. If it comes out that it's fake, I have to say, if this comes out that it's fake, UFC fans would be really pissed. I think it hurts their product.
Yeah. I made my call for Braun Strowman. However, I have somebody like Kane coming out, or I'd really love to see The Miz be his partner and then do a comedy type act.
Yeah.
But
possibly.
I don't think
it'll be The Miz, but maybe Kane, because The Miz is going to be in the other match already. So.
Or what about Big Show? Big Show would be great, man.
Yeah, if I was a bar and Big Show and Braun Strowman are there, I'd be nervous.
Big Stro.
Well, it's a Big Stro.
So I don't know, man. Shit, man. Now that you've mentioned this and explained to me this whole thing about the Conor McGregor incident, that's got me really thinking. But I think, it's not going to change my move, though, or my call. I'm calling Braun Strowman with whoever.
Yeah.
The new tag team champions, and that's it. We can speculate on who the hell it's going to be. Hell, it could be fucking Hornswoggle for all we know. They're going to have him under the ring and shit. Next thing you know, Horny is going to come out and, they'll do one of that flying tadpoles, and he gains a... Oh, man. You never know.
No.
You never know. So, all right. So, we both go with Braun Strowman on that. And let's see. Let's moving on. My producer's like, shit, they want me to take a break, man, but I'm just trying to finish this show. I got to get downtown. let's see here. SmackDown Tag Team Championship. And this will be a triple threat with the champion Usos defending against New Day and Bludgeon Brothers. I have the Bludgeon Brothers in this match, and I'm not changing it.
Okay. I think the Usos are going to have their little WrestleMania moment, but I can see why you say the Bludgeon Brothers, but I think the Usos are going to pull this one out.
Oh, they're fine.
I think it's
after,
an upset.
What, eight
I think
or
it's
nine
shocking.
Years?
Yeah, forever.
After 8 or 9 years, they finally get a match on WrestleMania. Because I think they said they had always been on the pre-show.
Yeah, because I think they're going to finally reward them for just putting through all this crap and then having a great year this year.
Man, I missed out on that great year, though. I was not keeping up with wrestling this year. All right, so you're calling the Usos, okay. And moving on, let's see here. The United States Championship Fatal 4-Way Match. Randy Orton champion versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus Rusev. You were anxious to talk about this earlier. Go ahead and give us a call.
Well, you know, as I explained, Rusev asked for his release, or there's rumors of him asking for his release. So I think the way they're getting out of this is they're going to let him win the belt. I think Rusev wins the belt. I think the crowd goes insane when he wins the belt. It's the only way this match has a satisfying ending for the crowd. Otherwise, the crowd is not going to care. The crowd has not been into this Jinder Mahal, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode triangle. They like the random RKO, but I've not seen the crowd really be thrilled about any of these matches they've been involved in until Rusev joined it.
Yeah, they were popping big time the other night, man.
Yeah.
I watched it yesterday. Yeah, they were. It was nice to see Rusev getting that love, man. He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
I also picked Rusev on this one, and I'm going to stick with that. There's no changing that. I think Rusev, you can't bring him back, put him in the freaking match, and have him lose. You know?
Yeah.
You can't do so. So his valet, what's his name?
Aiden English.
Yes, his valet, Aiden English, will come out. He'll sing a badass song, much to the delight of the thousands of fans at the Superdome, 74,000 fans, however many, 69,000, whatever. And the millions at home and across the world over, you know, Aiden English will sing a song, much to all our delight. And Rusev will have a moment, and he'll get the championship. I think that'll be good for Rusev and good for WWE, because that guy, he's good, man.
He's good. He's over. He's selling merch.
Yeah. So how could they not move with that guy? Bobby Roode, I don't know if he's selling merch. I doubt it. I mean, he's selling some merch, but not like Rusev.
Yeah.
Rusev is highly over right now. Rusev wins, and that's that. If not, they're going to hear from me.
They're going to hear from you. There's going to be a strongly worded letter. Signed, Minister of Sinister.
From me, man. Moving on to the Intercontinental Championship Triple Threat Match. And this is The Miz versus Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. Headliner Joe Bates, what are your thoughts on this match? Who walks out with the Intercontinental Championship?
I think this is one of a couple matches that I really don't know what's going to happen. But what I think, my prediction, is The Miz is going to win because they've been building him up as the greatest Intercontinental Champion. So I think he's going to get a sneaky win, keep his title, and then keep going until he beats the record that he's going for right now. I think held by the Honky Tonk Man, maybe, or somebody else. He can become the greatest Intercontinental Champion
Morales,
of all time.
Maybe?
Yeah, Pedro Morales, I'm sorry. Because it's holding the belt for as many days, but not in a row, but just having the belt longer than anyone has ever had that belt.
Right.
But I think he's going to win. They've been building up the Miz a lot. The only reason I see him losing is that they think Miz is going to go after whoever wins the Reigns-Lesnar match, a.k.a. Reigns.
Yeah, you know, I read that report earlier today, which I shouldn't have, but I did. I couldn't take my freaking eyes off of it, man. So,
another read stuff.
You know, so I went ahead and read it and or skimmed through it. I didn't read it. I skimmed through it, but I saw enough. And I was going to change my decision on that based on what I read, you know, to think, well, no, there's no way they're going to have Miz win. But no. I'm sticking with what I said on Monday Night Fallout. The Miz is going to win. He's going to win that, you know, get that record behind him, that accolade, so to speak, put it under his belt. You know, he's going to go off to Hollywood and have a badass after party. You know, he's not going to stay in the shithole of America, New Orleans, Louisiana. There's no way he stays there. That's the asshole of America. He's going to take the fuck off from there, and he's going to go straight to Hollywood and party up in the Hollywood Hills. That's what he's going to do. With the title in tow, no less.
Yeah.
So, definitely the
Miz is going to
win.
He's probably not going to party that hard. He just had a kid, so he probably can't party that hard. Maurice is probably in a lot more control.
You're right. He does have to exercise a little bit of control there. But, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen is what I'm thinking. He's going to break that record. And then, though, you know, later on down the line, whatever's next, you know, they'll take the strap off of him, put it on somebody, you know, Finn Balor, who desperately needs it. Finn Balor desperately needs something right now. So probably Finn Balor, and, you know, they can elevate Miz to the Universal Championship, which is where his place is at. That's his place at the table right now. That's how good he is.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that develops. So moving on, Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. What are your thoughts on this one, headliner Joe Bates?
I think it's just going to be a real quick match. Kurt Angle and Triple H will do a lot of the heavy lifting, and then Ronda Rousey will do a couple moves and then make Stephanie McMahon tap. I think the crowd will enjoy it. It'll be fun. It'll be kind of fun, but I don't think it's going to be a very long match at all. I think it'll be pretty, pretty quick.
Wow. So Stephanie is tapping to Ronda. This is your call.
Yeah, I think that's how that match is going to end.
Did you read this or read anything about them going over Triple H or anything like that, or is this just a call that you're making?
This is just a call I'm making. I have no idea. I read very little about this match.
Fair enough. I'm looking forward to this match. I'm going to enjoy this match. I'm a big fan of Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. I just love the heels, man. And I'm going to go with them winning the match. I'm going to go with them winning the match. I'm not going to go as far as saying that Stephanie McMahon is going to make Ronda Rousey tap. However, I would love to see that, but they're not going to do that. It'll be Triple H doing something, or Stephanie McMahon doing something at the end. Kurt Angle will eat the pin, is what I'm calling. And then the following night, there will be redemption, is what I'm calling. It's some type of redemption. But we'll see, you know. We'll see how it goes. So I've got the heels, and you've got the faces on that. All right, let's move on now to – we might be able to finish – we're not going to finish on time, but we're just going to go a little bit over. So it'll be all right. Moving on to the Women's Raw Championship, man. Ooh, this is going to be great. Alexa Bliss, your champion, Alexa Bliss. Little Miss Bliss. The Bully. No less, versus Nia Jax, who has been getting bullied repeatedly by Alexa Bliss and Molly Holly. No, the fuck's her name?
Mickie James.
Yeah, Mickie James. Okay, she's been getting bullied excessively and repeatedly and whatever else you want. It's been criminal. It's what somebody else might say. You know, to me, it exists, and you just deal with it, and you put it behind you, and you move on. But I do have Nia Jax winning this match because they're going to reward her for it, you know, and she's going to have a big campaign, anti-bully campaign, how she succeeded and whatnot. Yep. So that's what I'm fully expecting to see. Your thoughts, Joe Bates?
I'm completely in agreement with you. I'll help speed some of this stuff because I think that one's a pretty obvious one. It's built. Nia Jax has never had the title. They built her up, and the crowd's behind Nia Jax. They're all mad at Alexa Bliss. I think this is one of the few storylines they've done well in this WrestleMania.
Yeah, they did it pretty good, man. I mean, they were still teasing it just, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I guess, 3 weeks ago, that, you know, Nia Jax was still on board with Alexa Bliss. However, then Alexa Bliss heard that conversation between Mickie James and and she got all fucked up about it, and everything went to shit. Everything went to shit after that. So, yeah, Nia Jax is going to win that match. Moving on to the SmackDown Women's Championship, the match that, man, could have very well headlined this pay-per-view, in my thoughts. Charlotte Flair, your champion, versus Asuka. The Women's Championship is on the line, SmackDown Women's Championship. Joe Bates, your thoughts on this match?
I don't know what's going. I think Asuka's going to win. This is one of three matches I really don't know what's going to happen. I think Asuka is going to win. But I don't know. I hope Asuka wins. I think it's going to be a pretty interesting event to see what happens. I'm going with Asuka. She's too over. It'd be a weird time for her to lose her first match without getting the title before that. So I'm going with Asuka. My worry is Carmella doing something stupid and costing Asuka the victory, which is I don't want Asuka to lose her first match in a stupid way. Like, I'd rather it be a real match. So we'll see. I don't know, though. But my pick is Asuka.
Yeah, Joe Bates with Asuka. So no cash in, huh?
Well, I think if they – what I would hope happens is if she does cash in at WrestleMania, Asuka beats her up again and then still holds the title.
Yeah. Ooh. And so she would be shit out of luck with that case. I see. Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. Don't get me wrong. I do like Carmella, man. She makes it look so real, man. Her hatred is fucking on point. And I like her, but I don't think she's ready to be champion. Not my champion, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see how that develops. But I am going with Asuka, and I think she's going to beat Charlotte, the queen, in the middle of the ring, clean, 1, 2, 3. And I don't think there's going to be a cash-in, but if there is, I would believe that Asuka would go ahead and retain. And that would be the end for the briefcase for Carmella. She has to start over. The briefcase, by the way, she didn't even win. If it wouldn't have been for that guy, that chinless guy.
Yeah.
He tossed it
old
down.
Old Ellsworth.
Her, remember? So, yeah, Ellsworth.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we'll see. They could just take it away from her just like that to prove a point, you know. Cheaters never win. But they do. Sometimes.
Sometimes it pays to be a cheater.
That's right. If you're not cheating, you ain't trying, or some shit like that. As the saying goes.
I lie,
so
I cheat, I steal.
So we both got Asuka in this match. So moving on to what could also be easily be a headliner. And, in fact, I would rather much see this match as a headliner versus the Brock match. But AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, your champion AJ Styles defending. I'm going to go ahead and call this match. I think AJ Styles is going to win, man. But, shit, since this first was announced that they were going to have this match, my first thought, I knew right away. My first thought was actually Asuka. defeating Charlotte.
Yeah.
And my second thought was Shinsuke defeating AJ, because they just recently signed Japan. I want to say it was this year sometime or last year. It hasn't been a year yet that they signed Japan, and like they're really big on Japan. They want to promote Japan, you know. So I thought this would be a great way for them to do it business wise. You know, they're always about what's best for business. Business wise, it makes sense. Shinsuke and Asuka become champions of WWE at the same time, the same freaking year. How historical that would be. You know, the people in Japan would be clamoring for WWE.
Yeah, and, it'd be great.
I gave this a lot of thought, especially after SmackDown ended. You know, AJ patting him on the head, you know, kind of, you know, being the guy on top, you know, held high with his hand held high or what have you. And I thought, well, shit, man, it would make sense that Shinsuke would win, but I don't think I can change my call, man, on this match. I think I've got to stick with AJ Styles, man. And they finally give him his moment, because he's already been there, what, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah. Oh, so no, AJ's been there. This would be AJ's third WrestleMania.
He lost his first two, right?
Yeah. No, he lost to Jericho. Then last year he beat Shane McMahon.
Oh yeah, that's right. He beat Shane McMahon. Damn it.
I think Shinsuke is gonna win. I'm gonna disagree with you. I think Shinsuke is gonna win, and the only reason I think Shinsuke is gonna win is because after this match, who is gonna be going for the belt? And I would assume it's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn again, and I would assume they're going for the belt against Shinsuke, who hasn't had a real rivalry with him yet, whereas AJ Styles just went through a whole storyline with him. So mine, just based on future booking, is the only reason I'm picking this. Because, again, I have no clue. This is the hardest one to pick of all the matches, who is going to win.
And it is.
But I am thinking Shinsuke is going to win. I think the last time they fought in New Japan, I think Styles won. The only reason I'm picking my pick is based on superfluous items outside of what the match is by itself.
Wow, word of the day, superfluous.
Yeah, I've never used that word in a sentence before, but I think I fucking nailed it.
You nailed it, man. Congratulations. Superfluous, word of the day. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, look it up. So we've both got, we disagreed on this. I went ahead, actually, though, I mean, I probably should have picked Shinsuke, but I'm going with AJ. Again, it could be my freaking heart talking. And I never
even
liked
the guy. You gotta trust your heart.
I never even liked the guy, but, but man, he has just proven to be such a freaking badass since he's been in WWE, and I think they are going to give him this moment. So let's move on to the final match with your champion, Brock Lesnar, versus Roman Reigns. Headliner, Joe Bates, your thoughts on this match and your picks.
Well, you know, the headlining match is the big match of WrestleMania, so I'm going to put as much effort into picking who I think is going to win as I do for anticipation. Roman Reigns wins, I don't care. I hate this match. Yeah, I think Roman Reigns, this match is so boring. They already came out, Dana White, saying that Brock Lesnar's coming back. There's nothing about this match that makes me want to watch it. I already saw the match, and the best thing that could happen was Seth Rollins coming in to cash some money in the bank. So, I don't know. It's just like, every year, it's like, what can we force this Roman Reigns to do this year? And this time it's finally beat Brock Lesnar for a build-up that no one cared about.
Yeah, nobody really cared about it. I mean, it was terrible, man. We all know what was going on the whole freaking year. Everybody knew, and here we are at the moment where it's going to happen. I don't have a problem with Roman Reigns. I like Roman Reigns. You know, his character should definitely needs improvement.
Yeah.
But
I think Roman Reigns is a fine wrestler, but I just think the storylines are really bad.
Yeah, definitely. But could there be a heel turn? There's been much speculation of a heel turn with Paul Heyman.
That's what I heard. My friend was saying that today. That's possible, but I don't think they're going to turn Roman heel. I just can't imagine they do that.
So no heel turn is what you're saying. And Roman Reigns wins the match clean in the middle of the ring, 1-2-3. I, too, am saying that there will not be a heel turn on Paul Heyman's part. There might be an inadvertent something or other, but it won't necessarily be a heel turn. And, you know, that gives them the freedom to do whatever the hell they want later on down the line if Brock Lesnar chooses to come back. But, yeah, I've got Roman Reigns winning this match. Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't change my mind on it. Just can't change my mind on it.
Yeah,
so,
no offense, no problem.
Yeah, that's our show for today. You know, that's it. Joe Bates, do you have anything you want to plug?
The only thing I really want to plug is a thank you very much. You can this week live on Facebook. On Facebook Live, you go to the Thank You Very Much page. We'll be doing Best WrestleMania Moment. And then on Blog Talk Radio, I'm sending you the file soon, is going to be Best Wrestling Finisher. And in that episode, the one I'm sending you, has special guest expert Antonio the Promise Thomas, who was part of, I think, the Heartbreakers. He was in WWE for about a year and a half. So he wrestled Viscera in a couple of matches on Raw. So I'll send you that episode, and that should be a good one. You can listen to it this Friday.
This Friday. All right. Well, yeah, be sure to check out Thank You Very Much also on the World Generation Podcast Network sometime tomorrow. I can't remember the time, but it's tomorrow. I want to say it's in the evening time. That, of course, is a pre-recorded episode. But also, you can check out Joe Bates on Facebook, Thank You Very Much page, where he goes live every Saturday at, what is that, noon Central? 1 Eastern?
Noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. So check out Joe Bates. Thank you very much. Also, Rancho Punk Rocker tonight. Rancho Punk Rocker Alberto Salacious Salazar. It's actually Salazar, but I like to say Salazar just to fuck around. he's going to be with his band, The Inspected, at Rudyard's Pub and Grill, I think it's called. I'm on my way there after this, and I'll be there as well, signing autographs, whatever the hell, you know. Come buy me a beer. You owe it to me. no, but seriously, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. This has been our show, and follow us on Facebook at World Generation Podcasting, I believe is the page. Just look us up on Facebook. We're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at WG Podcasting. So check us out there as well. And I don't know if Google Plus is in the works. I don't think it's set up yet, but it's in the works. Also, we've got very exciting news coming up for future, and we'll do that, I guess, next week sometime. But also listen to our show after WrestleMania that we're going to have, brought to you by the Fallout, Monday Night Fallout Resurrection. And, of course, you can also check us out on WrestleCore.com. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I am Minister of Sinister, and have a good day, and we'll see you again next time right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.